Hi, this is Deborah J.
And this is Jeff J. And welcome to another edition of Snap Training for Families.
Today, we're going to talk about how to talk to your loved one's counselor in treatment.
Remember, the counselor has very little time. You can only imagine the crises that they face on a daily basis. They just don't have a lot of time to talk.
So we're going to give you 3 points that will make you very popular with your counselor and make it much more likely that they're going to be happy to talk with you because you're going to be organized and you're not going to take up a lot of their time. So the first point is,
you're going to have one family member who's going to be the point of contact between you and the treatment center. We don't want a lot of people calling to the counselor and demanding time.
And the second point is before you talk to the counselor, you're going to organize your thoughts. You want to be effective but brief. So get a piece of paper out, get a pen, and write down 1 to 3 of the top questions or concerns that you might have. And some of those may come from other family members because you are the spokesperson for the family. But 1 to 3 main concerns. And remember, you want to be brief and to the point.
One thing beyond your concerns that you want to ask for on your first conversation with the counselor is to get weekly ongoing updates on how your loved one is doing in treatment. Most people don't ask for this, but if you ask, you will receive them.
And that's a really important point because it creates an expectation. You know you're going to talk to the counselor. They know they're going to talk to you and they know who it is because you're the spokesperson. And you develop a rapport as your loved one goes through treatment.
Most importantly, you want to ask to be involved in the aftercare recommendation process. You want to be involved in what's going to happen with your loved one in treatment once they get out of treatment.
And the other thing to understand, which is very important to the treatment team and to the counselor, is if there is a serious problem, don't wait for the weekly update. Pick up the phone and contact the counselor. What's an example of a serious problem? Your loved one says they're planning to leave treatment. That is a big problem the counselor needs to know about right away. Any kind of serious family emergency, bring it to the counselor first rather than your loved one so you have the whole therapeutic team helping you. And the other thing is, if you suspect a relapse that your loved one is someone somehow managed to get some kind of mood-altering substance into treatment, the counselor should know about that right away.
So that's our synopsis on how to talk to your loved one's counselor in treatment. Remember, your loved one's counselor is not your counselor. You will be involved in structured family recovery. You're going to be going to Al-Anon. You're going to be getting your own Al-Anon sponsor. And you have other people to help you besides your loved one's counselor.
But at the same time, an effective relationship is really important for both you as a family member and for the treatment team. So if you follow these points, we think you're going to have a lot of success. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.